The thing is, it had been bothering me for a long time. I knew that life, art and science were too complex for the simple polymath, but even if I couldn't explain why a poem or a novel worked or did not, and could not account for liking or not liking a painting or a building, I knew that the longer you wanted to look at something, the more interesting it was. The pattern didn't have to be explicable to be beautiful. There are some certainties. If Newton's universe is complicated, it's at least mechanical. It follows rules. And the same goes for Darwin and evolution. But the real world, most of the time, and particularly the arts, seems way more difficult. As for quantum mechanics, nobody understands it. My little universe is archaeology, the study of how we're able to get at the past in the absence of written testimony. I'd been digging since I was a boy, and in the early 1990s I ran a small excavation unit at Durham University. Archaeology, like Newton's planets and Darwin's natural selection, works very well most of the time. The uncomfortable, awkward bits can reasonably safely be put to one side, catalogued as human error, or the inevitable tolerance produced by not being able to do science perfectly. Like most scientists, I had to be able to get on with the job, doing most things right most of the time. Excavating deposits, recording them, retrieving artifacts, building models, and publishing them for the rest of the profession to scrutinise. And that was the test. If I was on the right track, my peers would approve my work. Unless, that is, we were all covering up the inconvenient truth. Well, we were. In reality, the really interesting stuff out there in the world is hidden in the fuzzy, messy, inconvenient data at the edges. It is the edge, the mess, the awkward information that doesn't fit the neat model. James Gleick came along just in time to rescue me. All of us, in fact. He wrote Chaos, The Making of a New Science, in 1987. I can't say when I got my own copy, because I don't have it, or the one I bought to replace it. I gave them away. No, thrust them into friends' hands. Read this, it'll blow your mind. Chaos theory was the outcome of some clever, awkward buggers in science, economics, archaeology, linguistics and meteorology, finally looking at the messy edges of the information universe, looking really close, and seeing that in this apparent chaos there is pattern, that chaos follows its own rules. It determines not just the complexity of life, but the way order emerges as a fundamental property of matter, like the plot of a novel emerging from all the possible words we know. Chaos made me realise why archaeology is so damned hard. The past is a fundamentally complex universe that cannot be predicted, but whose patterns, embracing the chaos and fuzziness, are more beautiful, more interesting and meaningful than we could have imagined. More than that, chaos theory allows me to comprehend, to embrace, the fact that I don't understand how to write. And that's cool too.